This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll get to the Jags in just a second. My wife Amy is getting her, they're getting their pictures taken at school today. Seth, like their new pictures. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, she is go sit to the side with your hands on your knees and turn awkwardly to your left
right.
And smile.
Like professional pictures. And, you know, they hand like, I guess they must hand like some piece of paper to the photographer before beforehand. And the guy says, oh, do you know Sean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like he's had Amy Pendergast on it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty impressive. Like, that's good name recognition right there. Yeah.
Sleep with
it's not
him
like
all
Pendergast is a completely uncommon name.
Right,
you know?
Right. He's a big listener, apparently. So shout out to Trey with Higgins Photography. Huge
Who's currently
listener.
Not listening.
Amy
maybe
pointed that
maintain.
Out.
To maintain his sanity.
Amy pointed out, I said, I'm going to give him a shout out. She said, he's not listening, dummy. He's working right now. I said, Odyssey Rewind feature, anybody? Most maybe, successful podcast in the cluster, anybody? Huh?
Maybe Amy doesn't realize that there are a lot of listeners who listen to, a lot of teachers who listen to us when they're supposed to be working. I won't name them by name.
No.
But, if they're in a study hall or something like that, they're totally listening to us.
Yeah.
I'm doing this right now, Sean. I'm going to sit in the school portrait
pose. The school portrait pose. Look at you.
How's it look?
It looks good. Yeah, you could. I
perfect
could
posture.
Yeah, dude.
Knees. I've got my knees, legs at a 45-degree angle as I'm facing
the
camera.
Yeah, no, I could totally see you being a hardcore algebra teacher right now. Yes. Good job.
I got to learn to, you know what, I wish I've learned things since, back then we didn't have a camera in our face 23 hours a day from people taking various photos with their phones of us, you know? The only thing phones were good for back in the day, kids, was talking on or hitting an intruder upside the head with, because they weighed about 17 pounds, okay?
With the receiver. It just fits so perfectly, the grip. Like,
well, you know, but if you hit them with the body of the phone, you could do some damage.
Yeah.
You know, if you actually picked up the receiver and the body of the phone and cracked
good
somebody
call,
upside
Seth.
The head.
Yep. Yeah. Good call.
A lot of domestic violence in my home growing up.
Bill Belichick is up to second on the, or I'm sorry, Jacksonville is up to second on the where is Bill Belichick going to coach next odds board.
Ooh.
That's where we are right now with our opponent this weekend, is they are in the firmly in the Bill Belichick hot tub right now.
I don't think I...
Belichick with Jerry Jones, Shad Khan, maybe John Mara. And his 24-year-old girlfriend, the five of them sitting in a hot tub together right now.
He's going to have to sell his 24-year-old girlfriend on the Jacksonville beaches, which are very underrated. They are. Like, it's not, listen, you're not going to get the crystal blue waters of the Caribbean or anything, but they have very nice wide beaches. So that might appeal to her.
Yeah.
It's a lot nicer than Nantucket, I'll tell you that much.
There you go.
So I think that Belichick, two things. I'm going to be surprised if he wants to go back to coaching. I think right now,
too, man.
He's kind of living the life of getting to, it's almost like an intellectual existence where he gets to go on and have these football discussions with people. You know, he loves teaching people about football. So he gets to break these things down almost like he's a professor at a college in some of these formats that he's on online and whatnot. And then I think he gets to talk to a lot of people I think this is what I, you know, you talk, Gruden or any of these other guys that have gone into broadcasting that are the hardcore football junkies, they love being able to talk to all these different coordinators without any fear of, you know, that person's not holding anything back or anything necessarily. I think I bet he loves it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, but there's always going to be that pullback for the actual competition.
The competition.
I don't know.
I'm. That's funny you say that, because I thought about that last night. I'm like, does he even want to go back in? Like, if never going back into coaching were an option on the odds board, I would pick that. Because I think, look, he's one, and I know people talk about him, maybe he wants to catch Don Shula. Does anybody think that Bill Belichick is any greater of a head coach if he goes and gets 15 more wins and catches Don Shula? I won six
honestly,
Super Bowls in the era of free agency.
That would go against his whole ethos, I think.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? Regular season success?
Right.
That's the team that I used to beat up on, the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah. They were great at regular season success. It's about how do you do. That's when the real coaching challenge begins, is in the postseason.
Yep.
So that's a really good point, Sean. I hadn't thought of it that way. I think people always... people talked about it like he was obsessed with that, but I'd be surprised if he was obsessed with the regular season wins part. And it's not like he has some personal grudge against Shula or anything that we know of where he's going to want to try to show that he was greater than Shula. That's a very, very good point.
Okay,
Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
he's got the pelts on the wall in terms of total championships, and I think that's enough.
Yeah, there's nothing he needs to do to affect his legacy. It's just, I think what you said is what would drive him back, the absence of competition.
Yeah.
You know, like what he's doing now. I look, maybe he himself has turned what he's doing now into something competitive. He wants to be the best at it. He wants to be lauded for what he does. I love the way he set himself up with it, that he's not doing, like Jason Kelce is like just doing the Monday Night Football studio show booth and then probably some hits on ESPN. Belichick's like all over the place. He's got little things.
Right. And that's the question, is he's lived a life and had an existence where there is an objective measuring stick, which is wins and losses.
Correct.
You know, all right, you either won the game or you lost the game.
Yep.
And in broadcasting and or being an influencer.
he's on social media
influencer.
Yeah. We are moving more short-sleeved hoodies than we ever have.
It's not, because even if you start talking about the things that actually matter, like it's total number followers or clicks or anything like that, that's not always the best measuring stick for whether you're having success by what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he might, at a certain point, he might get to the point where he's like, man, I just miss the scoreboard.
Yeah.
I miss actually just being able to say that we were the better team that year.
Let's pretend for a second that the Jags fired Doug Peterson. Not on Tuesday of next week, although that would mean the Texans had a really good Sunday. So if it happens, then whatever. But after the season, and they hire Bill Belichick, how do we feel as a team in the AFC South that Bill Belichick's in the division? With Trevor Lawrence, because Lawrence ain't going anywhere.
I'd be really excited about it. It was the same way when they hired Urban Meyer. Yeah. Is that I thought the Urban Meyer from the very get go, I thought it was a great experiment, and that it was either going to be scary as hell or is going to be an absolute debacle.
Yeah.
I thought it could only be one of two things.
You were right.
Yeah, I was right on that. Yes, I was right that it ended in
one of those
a spectacular
two
fashion. Yes. But I'll give Shad Khan a pass on trying it.
For sure. I wanted Urban Meyer for the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, you can say, oh, college coaches can't do this or that, whatever. Like, when it comes to head coaching, like hiring a certain type of head coach, there's every single head coach who's ever been hired, there were huge reasons why you shouldn't have hired him. Right. Jimmy Johnson, for every reason they shouldn't have hired Urban Meyer, the Cowboys shouldn't have hired Jimmy Johnson.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's not, I think that Belichick, if maybe it would turn out that he is just old and he'd lost his fastball and so be it, but I think you'd be an idiot to think that it's not a worthwhile experiment and to take a swing at it, because he might come back a better coach than he was in his last few years.
Yeah.
He might very well end up being worse, but he also might end up being a better coach, given some perspective, given some time to really look at the league as a whole, maybe think about how times have changed with the players and how you need to address them differently, et cetera, all that. So I'd be really excited about it. I'd love to have to face him twice a year. I think that would be an awesome. I think it'd be an awesome challenge.
Oh, it had so much juice to those two games. You know, those two Jags games. It would be great.
Plus, if he doesn't like Trevor Lawrence, it would be awesome.
It would be really cool. Well, it's funny because I think to myself, someone texts in, I see Belichick going to the Bengals. Okay, Bengals are 0-3. I don't feel like Zach Taylor is necessarily on a major hot seat. Also, the Bengals are not prone to just haphazardly firing coaches because they're very cheap. They don't want to pay. You know, Marvin Lewis was there forever without winning a playoff game, like a decade and a half. But I do wonder, like, especially at his age, you know, Belichick is... He's, you know, 73, he's a younger 73. He's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But how important is it to have the quarterback already in place, you know, as opposed to having to develop somebody?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And honestly, if there's anything that might gnaw at him, and I have zero clue whether or not it's that, there's a perception that, all right, what he was never a good head coach without Tom Brady.
Yes.
You know, like he's never once proven, other than in that first Mac Jones rookie season, he was like, and people love to point to the quarterback that went off to Kansas City. People love to point to the Matt Castle year. Todd Haley won the same number of games with that quarterback as Belichick did.
Yeah.
You know, like it wasn't like they were an awesome Patriots team that year.
So
there might be that part of him that's like, okay, I got to prove that I can do it with a different quarterback.
That team still had Randy Moss and Wes Welker on it. They were 16-0 the year before. Like that was an incredibly talented football team. They probably underachieved with Matt Castle as their quarterback.
I'd be like, well, what about the Matt Castle year? Yeah. Like, okay, what about it?
Do you have any, like, if the Jags were to fire Doug Peterson, do you have any, are there any candidates out there? Like if they don't hire Belichick, if they fire Doug Peterson at some point, is there anybody given the makeup of the Jags and they've got the quarterback there, albeit somebody who's very shaky right now that would scare you? Like maybe a QB guru or something.
You would put a list up there, and the two guys that I would be most concerned about would be Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Lions, and Clint Kubiak, the offensive coordinator for the Saints. Now, the Saints did not look awesome offensively last week, but I think they've, on the season so far, they've very much overperformed above expectations, I think. So Kubiak doesn't, I don't know if scare is the right word, but I'm intrigued by Ben Johnson more than I am Clint Kubiak, just because Ben Johnson took a quarterback that a lot of people had just kind of dismissed at that point in Jared Goff and turned him back into a guy that could be on a deep playoff run type of team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's the guy I think I'd be most concerned about.
Yeah, anybody that we feel like could fix Trevor Lawrence would be bad. Now we may have been saying the same thing about Doug Peterson after he came in for Urban Meyer. And for a while, he did fix Trevor Lawrence.
My hope would be, this is my hope, is that the Jaguars decide to get super smart the way the Cardinals did when they took Cliff Kingsbury.
So
I hope they hire Lincoln Riley. Yeah, I hope they...
Galaxy brain. Or bring back Urban Meyer. You know what?
Yeah.
Urban's learned some things these last few years.
He's learned some lessons about, you know, riding the team plane home.
Dude, the tweet that my son sent to you and I on the group text the other night that somebody said, was it actually Trevor Lawrence who ruined Urban Meyer's NFL career?
Nobody wants to bring that up. That's the thing nobody wants to talk about. We're not ready to have that conversation. That's what the kids say these days.
I know. It's so
That's not
stupid.
What the kids say. That's what the middle-aged dudes on social media say. We're not ready to have that conversation. Google this topic. Looks like 300 million people are having this conversation. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
These are my two favorite things on social media. People that say, we're not ready for that conversation, and it's like something about like Caitlin Clark or something. You're like, everybody's having this conversation.
Walk outside. Like,
the mainstream media won't tell you about this, and then they link to an article in the mainstream media.
Fox News. Oh my God. And by the way, no, Trevor Lawrence didn't ruin Urban Meyer. We've got a long list of things Urban Meyer did to ruin Urban Meyer.
Sounds like Urban Meyer was ruined in childhood in some regards.
Yeah.
He's got some deep seated. That dude's got some demons, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
kicking players. He's not flying. The not flying home with the team one was the biggest one with Urban
Not
Meyer.
Flying home with the team was the one that had NFL people like, what the hell?
Well, and it's one thing to not.
I've never, ever heard of anything remotely like that out of a head coach.
But it's one thing to not fly
in the
home.
NFL.
Right. You know? It's one thing to not fly home because they were playing Cincinnati on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
And so he flies to Columbus.
Yeah.
And
they had a bye week the next week. That was his excuse.
Yeah. So they were like, and I'm going to go see my grandkids. Was, you know, like, is what he was
right,
saying.
Right.
And then he pops up at his steakhouse with some woman who's not Shelly Meyer on his lap.
Yeah. Grinding up against him.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He was not actively pushing her away.
He was not.
You can try to paint her out as a villain and all that all you want. He was just sitting there and accepting the lap dance.
And I'll be honest, were I single, I would not be pushing her away either. But I am not single, and neither is Urban Meyer.
Well, the best part about that was that nobody ever bought Urban Meyer's explanations about how he was retiring from this job or that so he could spend more time with his family.
Right.
So that was the perfect emblem of that. It was like, wanted to spend some time with the grandkids.
So good.
This colleague.
Yeah. All right. I have never bookmarked more tweets on a story about UNLV football than I did this one. Yes, this was the story floating around yesterday. College football is super popular and yet so very broken right now. And we will share with you why coming up next.